Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca and, as always, your host for the show. Today we're joined by Lana King, Vice President of Partner Programs, Training and Enablement at Mitel, to discuss how Mitel differentiates itself with its partner programs in general, as well as the details on a couple of new programs that Mitel is bringing to market, namely Velocity and Amplify. Lana walks us through those two programs, how they fit in with partners' efforts to help their customers' UCaaS journey, and how they support a couple of different approaches to the market for the partner. We talk about the introduction of the new programs, how it's going thus far getting them out there, and what to expect from the partner program team at Mitel over the near future. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Lana King. Lana, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today.
Absolutely. Excited to be here.
Glad to have you on, and you guys have some new program stuff coming, I know, and we'll certainly get to that, but to kick it open, I mean, want to start with the easy stuff, right? And talk a little bit of kind of the secret sauce. What do you see as the differentiators for Mitel in the partner program space? And, you know, basically, what do you guys provide that differentiates yourself in a crowded space, obviously, for solution providers?
Yeah, absolutely. So with these two new programs and just holistically with the Mitel Global Partner Program, one of the key elements is we design the program not only with our partners in mind, but with our partners having a seat at the table. So that's one of the key differentiators. We engage our partners. We're a partner-first organization and ensure that we're very well aligned. The other elements of the Global Partner Program that support our partners, certainly in this very dynamic space, is we look at our partners' holistic contribution to the business. We don't look and say, okay, this is their premise. This is how they're doing. They may be the highest achieved partner with that, but rather we look at a holistic view of their business, including not only their on-premise performance, their cloud performance, but also their competencies and just additional contribution to the marketplace. So those are some of the key differentiators that really, in my opinion, give our partners a lot of voice, if you will, and opportunity to accelerate their performance with Mitel.
Okay. We talk a lot about it's IT, so hybrid everything, right? But we've talked a lot recently about the hybrid workplace and kind of the idea of back to office at sometimes and not back to office for everyone all the time. What are you hearing from partners in terms of the challenges that they're facing in this hybrid world as cloud continues to become more and more popular amongst businesses? And as you know, back to work or back to the office for some, not so much for others, becomes kind of the way of the world in the post-pandemic landscape.
Yeah, you know, we certainly all are experiencing that. Whether you are a vendor, whether you're a partner, or you're out there as the customer, what I'm hearing from partners very specifically is that their customers are looking for guidance and input. So they are looking for someone that, quite frankly, gets it, someone that understands the various solutions, that understands not only the solutions, but how applicable they are and the different applications that can help them engage with their customers as well as throughout their organization. So they're looking for partners that can guide them, understand the solution, and understand the different options that they have to be as effective as they can be.
All right. And in terms of kind of what partners are doing to be trusted advisors and to get closer to their customers in this day and age, what have you seen that's kind of working now, and how is that process evolving in the current environment?
I hate to jump ahead and pitch one of our programs, but Velocity is designed to do exactly that as we consider the UCaaS space. So certainly our partners are and have been considered trusted advisors with their customers for many, many years. They have guided their customers through the on-premise world and really, what do I need from a collaboration and communication perspective? And now, as we are looking to hybrid, as customers are looking and quite frankly, just the demand for cloud solutions is growing. Partners now have the opportunity to learn more about the cloud space and to be that trusted advisor for them in that space. Additionally, extending it not just to the traditional solutions, but additional applications. What else can be integrated with the solution to ensure that overall customer experience is cared for?
you touch on one of the new programs. There's the two with Amplify and Velocity just coming out. And as a note, dear reader, or dear listener, I should say, if you're listening to this, my colleague Mark Cox has done some great coverage on the subject on the site currently. As you're listening to this, if you want more of that kind of background, please do visit, and we will have a link in the show notes as well. But perhaps can you, before we get into the weeds and kind of what Amplify and Velocity are all about, can you share some of the thinking in the milieu that kind of led to these programs coming to light in these in this era?
Absolutely. You know, we have design programs that support the partners, our partners' business model. So the programs, and really as we think about our partners, it is not for us to dictate and determine what programs a partner is going to step into, rather mm-hmm. to ensure that we're developing and enabling our partners to be as effective and successful as they can, not only with our solution, but with their customers, with the various programs that we bring to market. So Amplify, design with partner feedback, partner input, Velocity, design, literally pilot partners at the seat of the table, changes made throughout the program evolution as we were in pilot mode. So both of these programs were designed with our partners in mind, and obviously with them, as I've mentioned, at a seat at the table. And quite frankly, as we consider who is ideal for either, it's really up to the partner, depending on their business model and depending on what they want to bring and take out to the marketplace with their customers and where they're going with their business.
We've touched on cloud already a couple times, and it's obviously the dominant one of the dominant themes of the channel and the IT business over the last decade. Can you maybe share a little bit about how these programs kind of fit into both partners and customers shift to the cloud, and maybe what they do to advance that? As I know, it's an area that, you know, almost all customers and almost all solution providers are looking to increase their presence in.
Absolutely. Both Velocity and Amplify really focus around our core solution, MyCloud Connect, which is our solution to help enable customers to collaborate over the cloud. Mm-hmm. And so that specifically, these two programs are uniquely designed around that specific offering.
Okay. So we've kind of danced around Velocity and Amplify, but let's get into it a little bit more here. And can you share a little bit kind of how the programs work, who they're geared towards, and kind of the strategy behind each of the two?
Absolutely. So let's kick off with Velocity. And sure. Velocity is ideally suited for a partner that has a desire and really a vested interest in, you know, we use the term trusted advisor, but really it's beyond that now. Customers are looking for, and quite frankly, they're out there doing their own research. They are looking for someone to guide them through the many, many options of a collaboration and communication solution. And Velocity is a program that enables our partners to do that, as opposed to simply identifying the customer for the UCaaS solution. Mm-hmm. The partner not only identifies the customer, but they have the opportunity to participate and be active in the quoting. They are engaged and involved in the activation and the customer onboarding. They are providing post-sale support and continued customer success throughout the life cycle of the customer. Additionally, through this program and this go-to-market motion, partners have the opportunity, aligned with the service that is being provided, to add additional value-added services to their customer and even include that on that customer's invoice, whether it's non-recurring revenue, monthly recurring revenue, to help simplify it for the customer. So Velocity was designed for those partners that are out in the marketplace. They very likely have a large installed base of on-premise mm-hmm. customers that are looking to migrate to the cloud. They very likely have salespeople, sales engineers, support engines and vehicles literally geared up. And this gives them the opportunity to upskill each one of those individuals to leverage the resources that may be seeing a decline in terms of overall capacity as the on-premise overall uptake is declining, and mm-hmm. to shift those resources, maintain the investments that they've made, and satisfy their customers in this new world.
And same question, sort of geared towards Amplify. How does that work? Who's it for? And what's the strategy?
Absolutely. So as we consider Amplify, as I mentioned, was designed with partner feedback. And We have some partners that really want to get in deep with their customer. That's what they're all about. And we have other partners that from a UCaaS motion really are looking to identify the opportunity with the customer. They are out there, they are hunting. And when they find an opportunity, they want the tools and resources to enable them to be efficient and quick, know exactly what they're going to position with the customer. Mm-hmm. So with Amplify, it's about speed. It is about ensuring that there is a very clear path for registration. We have sales and technical competencies available for our Amplify partners to ensure that they are capable to articulate the solution to the customer. We have account managers assigned. There are great spiffs, promotions available for the customer. So it's all about speed, efficiency to accelerate the sale. Not that within Velocity, the intent isn't there to accelerate the sell as well, but it's shifting. Mm-hmm. Velocity puts the customer relationship in the hand of the partner, whereas with Amplify, it is to accelerate and quite frankly, amplify that sale with the customer via the partner. The partner will hand it off to Mitel. Mitel will do the quoting. Mitel does the onboarding as we consider Amplify. So those are the primary differences between the two programs and some mm-hmm. of the key benefits of both. Now, as I'm a partner, as I mentioned, it is up to, I choose which motion I want to step into. I may be an agent today out there selling My Cloud Connect, and I may look at Velocity and think, wow, that's actually the right go-to-market motion for me. I'm going to do that. Conversely, I may be a traditional value-added reseller service provider who has SEs, I have post-sale support, and, you know, I'm looking to kind of shift my business, and mm-hmm. Amplify may be right for some of those partners. So it's up to the partner and their long-term business model to see how they would like to engage.
I know the programs are new, having just been sort of fully unveiled over the last couple of weeks, but what have you seen sort of in development and in, I'm sure the early beta testing and early results with partners in terms of the type of impact it's having for your partners?
Absolutely. Amplify is certainly something that is, many of the benefits of Amplify have been in place. This is the opportunity for us to make it simple and to pull it all into one program. So we are continuing to see partners very excited about Mitel, the observation and listening to the partner feedback to make it streamlined, to make it simple, and to give them additional value add, such as sales and technical competencies in a fairly easy to consume way. So very good feedback from our partners there. As we consider Velocity, we have great partner feedback. One of the ways that partners can become a Velocity partner in this program is through a partner manage. It's what we call this overall go-to-market motion. And then this was introduced a bit earlier in the year. So we have partners that have adopted this go-to-market motion and are seeing great success with their customers, great success with closing those deals, getting them activated very, very quickly, and offering additional value-added services. Many of our partners were doing some of these things on their own. So to have a formal program that recognizes them for this, that not only recognizes them in the marketplace, but also from a financial perspective, they're able to receive incremental commission rates. It's certainly something that our partners have responded very, very favorably to, and we're seeing a significant amount of energy and enthusiasm with our partners as they're getting onboarded.
All right. So I think part of this, that answer probably informs this, but just to kind of wrap up and summarize and let us know what's coming up. Can you maybe share a bit kind of about what you see as the next evolutions and your priorities in terms of sort of the balance of the year and what partners can expect from you and the team at Mitel?
Yeah, absolutely. So Amplify and Velocity really, as we noted, have just kicked off. Certainly seeing more enhancements to both programs as we consider Amplify, additional competencies that partners can step into and additional ways that they can support their customers through the level of engagement that they would like to have. Additionally, as we look at Velocity, Velocity is currently available for a partner managed motion. We will be expanding this to include additional cloud solutions that we have out for our partners. We also have a number of tools and resources that are available specifically for these partners. Marketing is a partner service that they'll be able to take advantage of. And then as we look holistically through the second half of the year and even into 2022, supporting our partners through the overall evolution of customer lifecycle management and customer lifecycle engagement, continuing to offer competencies to educate our partners to support their customers, not only through the initial opportunity, but the ongoing evolution of the customer. What additional applications may they need? What additional elements might they need as they're bringing on new people, as they're bringing people back into the office, or maybe sending more people home, whatever that case may be, supporting the customer through that overall engagement throughout their life cycle.
All right. Sounds good. A lot going on. I appreciate your taking a few moments to join us for the podcast and share some of that.
Well, absolutely. It was my pleasure to be here, and I thank you.
So there you have it, the rundown of Mitel's Velocity and Amplify programs, courtesy of Lana King. I'd like to thank Lana for joining us for the podcast, thank Mitel for their support of the site, and, of course, thank you for listening today. We'll be back later this week with another thought leader in the channel space, but between now and then, we'd invite you to subscribe or follow the podcast in your app of choice so you never miss an episode. And if you should feel so inclined, please do leave us a review and a rating in your podcast engine of choice. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you around the channel.